This is Scott Bob in Najaf, and I'm standing on a street near the center of the city, and literally every mosque in the city is receiving dead bodies for prayers and before burial. I'm standing just a few yards from the famous cemetery of Najaf, which contains the remains of millions of Shiite faithful. That this is the place that they come, that they wish to be buried in. Six pallbearers have just come by bearing a coffin, a simple wooden coffin, taking it to the mosque here. Prayers, and then they will take it to the cemetery for burial. At the Imam Ali Mosque, workers are still cleaning up from Friday's blast. People tell me that a car that appeared to have the markings of a television crew is the car that blew up, and this has caused considerable feelings of hostility towards journalists, in particular television journalists, whether rightfully or wrongfully. And we have reports that some have been attacked with stones and there may be some injured. The scene at the mosque, thousands of people have converged for the prayers for the cleric Al-Hakim, who died in the blast, and he will be buried around midday at the cemetery here. But literally, just about every mosque in this city, this holy city, it has crowds of people coming to pray and bury their dead. The mood is very, very tense. There are local Iraqi police out directing traffic. They are forbidding cars to go near the mosque, the Imam Ali Mosque. They're letting pedestrians go in. But again, the mood is tense, somewhat hostile. People feel that this is the work, many people feel that this is the work of the former regime. The more moderate, the elders are calling for peace and restraint, but emotions are running very high as the people of Najaf bury their dead. Scott Bob, Najaf, Iraq.